T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why ain't you talking, Rob?
I just really like cooling the gang.
Sorry, stream, you can't hear it. We get flagged. Baby!
Lonzo.
What possibly could I be celebrating? There's a lot of butt kissing right now across the universe. Not over here. Join me, won't you? Welcome to the Rob Brown Show as we celebrate this momentous occasion on 2023, the first day of February. Bye-bye! He gone! For at least 45 days.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show that doesn't take sides. This is the Rob Brown Show.
Beamer taught me that move. You can see it now live on stream. Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. I can't guarantee you that will be the only time you hear that song. I'm just saying.
Well, clip 3, I guess. Let's just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Clip 3.
It is my entire social media feed right now. Is this video that got posted about half an hour ago.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
My man got divorced to come back and play one more year, go 8-9, and get smoked by Dallas in the wild card round.
And the Jets flying in the background, symbolic of taking him home. Wherever that home may be,
or
it's a lonely home.
Or it's a work and he's going to New York.
Well, hey, we got...
Maybe it's all a work and he's going to be a Jet next year.
Or the Jets are taking him to California, to San Francisco.
Hey, maybe. He'd fit.
But for now, them Jets taking him home.
I'm taking it, he's already at home. I'm pretty sure that's where he lives.
Does he? Okay, all right.
I mean, unless he's moving back to New Boston.
He could be. I'm sure he has many homes all over the place. Some of them no longer accessed, but, you know, for the most part.
I mean, told we have no sound.
Yeah, I fixed it. Okay. My bad. I apologize. In my excitement for what was going
Lonzo
on.
Lonzo forgot how to do everything.
We weren't on stream, but we were on the air. You know, the most important part, I guess. So my apologies. I can recap for you. I played Celebrate by Cool and the Gang. You saw me dancing because He gone for 45 days. He gone for 45 days of glorious times.
You most certainly need to attend the Shane Beamer School of Victory Dances, by the way.
Excuse me?
I said what I said. In fairness, you asked him yesterday.
I did.
During our interview with Shane Beamer, could you hit me with some dance lessons? And Beamer went, yeah, I can't dance, but I appreciate it.
Yo, man, you want to step up? That's what I'm getting over here. I'm thinking good old Star-Lord dance-off. We're not talking that country stuff that you do with your hat on.
Secret
where,
cowboy.
Where they stole the line dance from people with rhythm and pretended like, here's how we do it, cowboys.
Sir, first off, country bar line dancing is an art form, all right? And I won't hear no more slander from you.
Yeah. You got to be careful. You don't want to trip on the beer.
You got any more problems?
Because you can trip on beer. I've seen it happen.
You can meet me right out front of the saloon.
All right.
For those of you that have not picked up on who that was yet because you don't have any connection with the outside world at all, that, of course, was 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady announcing sitting on a beach, I assume, in Tampa Bay, Florida, that he's calling it a career and totes for reals this time, you guys.
Trolling the ladies, saying he's available, because he is.
My cat took the divorce from Giselle to go 8-9, lose to Dallas in the wild card round, and film a 37-second send-off sitting on the beach using his cell phone in Tampa. R.I.P. Tom.
Atta boy, Tommy. Go have a life, dude.
Just, James said he's retired for now.
Yeah, just don't show up on Sundays anymore.
I cannot tell you how much I hope that 45 days from now, we get a follow-up video on the same beach from TB going, yeah, no, I'm running it back. See you soon, San Francisco. Yeah. See you soon, New York. See you soon, Vegas.
I'll call in sick that day. I don't often do that, but, you know, I will. It will be lots of time at the toilet just throwing up.
I cannot wait for the follow-up video where Brady says, I'm divorced and single. I got nothing better to do. Let's run it back. If Derek Carr is going to grab the compensation for the Raiders that he's going to in the next few days, now that at least one massive chip is off the board, Brady can still get it.
All right, so it's everywhere on social media. All I got to say is that the camera angle, or is his forehead really that big? Look at that thing.
Listen,
that's like Peyton Manning height there. It's just, I mean.
Let's be honest here. Old people taking selfies never goes good.
That's like the leader from the Hulk. It's just like, it's, dude, that is up there.
Old people can't take selfies. It's not an ageism thing. It's just a statement of fact, all right? I cannot tell you. I had to give, and I love my mother more than I love any of you. I had to give my mom instructions on how to properly take a selfie because she either does the up the nose thing or the like way up over the head thing. Like it's not like you want it at eye level, like get the camera at eye level. And I think some of y'all forget that Brady is a 41-year-old man.
Yeah, but I get it with the single. But if you're trying to like say you're taking a selfie of you and all your guys on the Upstate
Pulse.
Sorry,
45-year-old man.
You got to do that high angle thing to get everybody in there.
Right.
Especially because you don't want to touch anybody.
It is one thing if you're taking a selfie that's a group of people, but if you're sitting on the beach announcing your retirement.
This has nothing to do with an angle. His forehead is that big. I guarantee, as someone who has a receding hairline, and I understand it, but I got the comb over ready to go. If you're on it, it's ready to go. That's why my hair's so long. But that forehead has reached new heights.
Are you saying Brady has a 5 head? Is that what you're rolling with?
Dude, that's a 7.5.
That's not a 5.
That's a 7.5.
He's still got nothing on Pepe, and I love Pepe.
No, man. I want to see side-by-sides. I got to.
He's lean. Look, I'm calling this shot right now, okay? I'm telling you what Brady's doing. He's got the camera up over eye level, and he's got it, but he's got his head down. This is a classic selfie mistake. He's going for what we used to refer to as the MySpace angle. For those of you that were on the interwebs when MySpace was the go-to, when the concept of selfies first began.
My stuff's still active. Look me up. So is yours, probably.
Get in my top five, bro. If you are looking at the MySpace angle, the problem is if you go up above the head, you raise the head. The whole point of the MySpace angle, I'm giving selfie lessons on my show. You're welcome. You're not getting that anywhere else, okay? The whole point of the MySpace angle is that if you raise the camera up, the point is to get rid of your double and triple chins, all right? And so when you go up, you are also supposed to raise your eyes up to stretch out the neck, get rid of the double chins. That's the MySpace angle to make you look like less of a fat slob. I'm talking about myself. If you raise the camera up, but you don't raise your eyes up to meet it, then you end up creating the five head illusion. All right, you can say what you want. All I know is every time that I go watch football at a bar, there is a large contingent of women rocking Brady jerseys, and it's not because they just love Super Bowl rings, my guy.
All right.
It's because Tom Brady is an objectively attractive man.
Is he?
Yes.
Because I maintain that if you tried your best, you could not make your forehead look that big with a poor selfie angle.
Challenge accepted. I'll do it during the break.
Not without a special lens.
I don't need a special lens. First off, you
can't do it.
First off, I don't know if Brady is using any, because that's the other part now. And ladies, you know, and fellas out there,
when you break phones quite often, things don't function correctly. I'm just saying, you know.
I haven't broken my phones.
I was talking about Brady.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, that's a good joke. I'm sorry. That's a great joke. That's a great joke I just ruined. That's on me. Ladies and gentlemen, be very careful out there, especially if you are on the online dating community, the ODC. If you are in the ODC, be careful, because the phone apps these folks are using to make themselves look more attractive than they are in their ODC profile pictures and in their retirement videos, as I assume Brady probably doesn't need to join Tinder after this is over, but you never know.
Believe it or not, there's some people out there who have no idea who he is.
Seven. There's seven people.
Well, I don't know what his age preference is.
He is the single most famous football player in the history of the game of football.
You send he and Patrick Mahomes into a room of people who have never watched football, they're going to know Patrick Mahomes. They're
because
not going to know Tom. Because he looks like Skeletor. They're going to be like, who's that skinny old dude?
Because he looks like Skeletor. He does not look like. I'm going to tell you right now, Lonzo, at 45, I won't be anywhere in Brady's game. I'm 38, and I'm not in Brady's game right now.
Hey, I can't help you with your self-confidence, but I will tell you.
It's not self-confidence. It's a fact. That's like if I said, I'm not as strong as Mark Henry, and you're like, oh, sorry about your self-confidence. No. It's a statement of fact.
Those are two totally different things. Apples and oranges, as they say. As far as looks go, you're not going to look emaciated, I guarantee, when you're that age. And you're not going to have a forehead that big. It's just not going to happen. Hopefully, I'm around to go, hey, you remember back on 2/1/23 when you said that you were wrong, look in the mirror. That's what I hope I get to say to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to phrase this question, so I'm just going to go out with it. Is Tom Brady attractive? Yes or no? Text it to 71307. Start your text with fan, and then just hit me with yes or no. Is Tom Brady attractive?
All right. Don't say yes, his money is attractive.
No.
Because that doesn't count.
Just looking at his face, just looking at Tom Brady as a person, if you didn't know who Tom Brady was, if he wasn't the most famous football player in the history of the game itself, Is Tom Brady attractive? Yes or no? 71307, fan yes or fan no. First text is already in, and it says fan. I would definitely make TB12 my side piece.
So you're in the booty chins.
Great text, by the way.
If you're in the booty chins, I mean, he's definitely, I mean, he's up there with the most famous booty chins of all time.
It is called a chin dimple.
That ain't no dimple.
And for a lot of people, it's considered a very attractive beauty mark.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? It looks like someone like took a pen and went,
I don't mean this to sound as insulting as it does, Lonzo, but do you talk to women ever?
No, not really. I don't go, hey, Jill, what do you find attractive? Because you know what that sounds like? That sounds like you're hitting on someone.
No, not at all. It's okay to ask somebody what they find attractive.
No. If you go up and say, because right away they're going to be like, get away from me, old man.
Three yeses and one no so far, by the way. 71307, start your text with F-A-N, and then just hit me with yes, Tom Brady is attractive. No, Tom Brady's not attractive. That's what we're doing on the show today.
Check yes or no.
Check yes or burn out. That's a George Strait song you just referenced.
Yes, I'm well
Good
aware
job.
Of it.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's a why.
All right, let's talk real quick because, no, I'm not going to do an entire segment on if Brady's attractive.
All I can say is, you know what? You know what? The other reason to celebrate, the NFC South is now wide open.
Sure is. And Carolina introduced their new coach yesterday. I pulled a bunch of sound from Frank Reich's introductory presser, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But I think we got to spend a minute on the only player in NFL history at any position to win multiple Super Bowls after turning 40, who has 35 career postseason wins. That is more than 27 NFL franchises have as a whole. There are only five franchises that have more postseason wins as a franchise than Brady has as an individual player. There's definitely something to that, right? Tom Brady, in his 20s, 21,564 passing yards, 147 passing touchdowns, and three Super Bowl wins. That in and of itself would be a pretty damn good career. That's just his 20s. In his 30s, 40,018 passing yards, 309 passing touchdowns, two Super Bowl wins. That would be a remarkable career. That's just his 30s. In his 40s, 27,632 passing yards, 193 passing touchdowns, and two Super Bowl wins. Any single decade of the three of his life that he played in would be a... We would be talking about quarterbacks if they went 21,564, 147 TDs, and three Super Bowl wins. We would not be asking, are they in the Hall of Fame? We'd be going, yeah, they got three. They're in. In his 30s, over 40,000 passing yards, 309 passing touchdowns, two Super Bowls. We would not, if that was an entire career, we would not be asking, is that guy an HOFer? We'd be saying, he's going in first class. His 40s. 27,632 through the air, 193 and two rings. We would not be asking if a guy with that career stat line was an HOFer. We'd be saying he's first ballot. Those are three different decades of Tom Brady's career. You might dislike him for whatever reason you dislike him. Disinflated footballs, broken cell phones, tossing the Lombardi over Tampa Bay, knocking back 6 or 12 too many avocado tequila bangers. But what you cannot do is say that Brady's career isn't the greatest career of all time. That's it. All right, here's a couple of texts that have come in. Then we'll take a break and we will talk about the two head coaches that got hired yesterday in the NFL. Sean Payton is a Denver Bronco. DeMeco Ryans is a Houston Texan. We'll talk about that in a minute. But texts that have come in. Texter, I would take Brady over Lonzo for sure, but he's not attractive. The Bills Mafia loved him so much, they threw toys at him on the field. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when Bills Mafia was lofting phallic representations onto the field.
We're not saying pick Brady or me. No, that's I'm not in there, okay? I'm a grandpa. Why would you want to? I mean, come on.
Texter says, Rob, you sicko, Tom Brady isn't good looking. That's just a lie.
You turn on your social media today, and the first thing you see at the beginning of that video is forehead popping out almost in 3D. I just was scrolling, and he jumped out again. It's like, oh, what happened? Where's the Barry Bonds talk? That's what I want to know. You know, Barry Bonds, is his head got bigger, and we got a bunch of talk. Why ain't we getting that talk on that thing? Because that thing, that's a huge melon.
Here's how I know Brady's attractive. I just sent the lady friend a text that said, answer this question for the show, no holding back. Is Tom Brady attractive? And I promise you, whatever she's going to say, it's going to be insulting as hell to me. But I will stand by it because I don't disagree. Texter said, I would love to nestle into his chin dimple and live the rest of my life there.
That's creepy, man. That is so creepy.
Texter says, yes, exclamation point. So there you go. Texter said, wow, Lonzo is a true hater.
Okay, are you just tuning in? I've been consistent about my stance on
this person
forever.
Kevin said forehead shaming. You're a bully, Lonzo. You know, we don't stand for bullies around here.
It just looks really big. All I'm saying is, you know, and I think Rob's right. It's a sign of an old man. But I don't know that the lens is doing that. I think his forehead is really that big. I think he's retiring because the helmet don't fit.
All right, when we come back, if you walked away from that conversation because you were uncomfortable about a discussion about Tom Brady's attractiveness, that's okay. We're going to give you some stats and numbers about TB12 later on in the show. But when we come back here in just a minute, two new head coaches hired in the NFL yesterday, a third one introduced for the first time. The Saints have traded Sean Payton to the Denver Broncos. We'll tell you what the compensation was for that. D'Amico Ryans has signed on with the team where he made his name, the Houston Texans. We'll talk about that. And later on in the show, opening up the next hour, we will talk about the Frank Reich introductory press conference from yesterday. All of that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show. Actual sports when we come back. And also, Tom Brady's attractive. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We got a text and a Facebook message at the same time. Ryan on the live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate or by searching and subscribing to the Rob Brown Show on Twitch or YouTube said, okay, Lonzo, what did Tom Brady do to you that traumatized you so bad? LOL. And at the same time, we got a text that said, Lonzo, point on the doll where Tom Brady touched you.
First of all, ew. Second of all, I've said this many times, and I have no problem with saying this again. Tom Brady went to Michigan. That's the first strike. The second strike is he's a cheater, and he's a cheater. Also, he's a cheater, and he's a cheater, and Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback of all time.
I have to express a bit of shock here. All right. I again, nothing but full disclosure and honesty. I'm coming to the Sean Payton thing. Stay tuned.
All right. So are you shocked that she might be on my side on this?
I'm shocked that she is on your side, okay?
How many times has she been on my side? Quite a bit.
True. The lady friend and the mother have both texted in their opinions on this, okay? The lady friend and the mother have both texted in their opinions. The madre says, Brady doesn't do anything for me. He has a pretty boy look, not manly enough, all right? And then the lady friend has, on the one or zero game, a zero, right? So the one through zero game is if you go to a bar.
I'm going to say I'm ancient. Yeah. So, and plus the whole going to the bar thing, that also leaves
right.
me out.
This is her. This is like her thing with her gals, right? Like when they look at a dude, like most of us rank the attractiveness of other people 1 to 10, right? Well, there are 6. There are 7.5. There are 4, you know? They rank men that they see as a 1 or a 0. I would or I wouldn't, right? Like I would or I would not. And she just said, Brady's a 0. She would not. I'm a little shocked by, honestly, I am a little shocked by that. I guess I don't know her as well as I thought I did. But Zoe, the madre, and the lady friend are all on the same page.
I'm just scanning down.
Of the four of us, I'm the only one that thinks Brady's attractive?
I'm just scanning down, and all I see is like half of a head. The big old forehead. So just the beginning of, I mean, dude, that thing is, it's gigantic. It really is. He could have. He's got enough money to hire a crew to film this thing. Did this make it more personal? Yeah, maybe.
All right, Sean Payton. Keegan said pre-divorce he was handsome. LOL. I don't know. I can't speak on that. But it is what it is. All right. The Broncos and the Saints agreed to a deal yesterday to make Sean Payton the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. Shefty and Rappaport reported that around the same time. There were a couple of deals on the table for Sean Payton that involved different round picks, but in different years. The one that the Saints ultimately selected was the Saints get a first round draft pick this year and a second round selection next year for the rights to hire Payton, who remained under contract in New Orleans. The Saints will send along with Payton a 2024 third rounder. So they are getting back a first rounder, and next year's third moves up to the second round, right? They're getting a first and moving up. So they're not getting an additional pick. They are just upgrading their third rounder to a second rounder next year. The other option, if I recall correctly, was New Orleans gets a first rounder next year and an additional fourth rounder, but all they had to do was send Payton. They wouldn't have sent a pick. So they decided that to upgrade from the third to the second and have a first round draft pick this year was the way to go. The Saints will be drafting 29th in this year's NFL draft's first round. I genuinely do not understand why New Orleans decided to pull the trigger on the first rounder this year and not push it to next year, right? Is there going to be a franchise quarterback available at 29?
You're one player away with your Saints, right? Just one player away? Yeah, 29? Isn't it better than no picks at all, though? Which is what you had going into this,
no,
right?
No, I would rather have next year's first. I would rather have two first-rounders next year, right? I'd rather have two first-rounders next year because one of two things happens. Either next year, the draft class is deep enough that one of those two picks is going to have a quarterback fall to it, or you have the ability next year to package two first-round picks together to move up in the first round and get your guy, right? You can give another team a second first-round pick in order to jump up in the pecking order and find your guy. And instead, we're going to have a first this year, which, by the way, spoiler alert, the Saints are going to suck this year. You're going to have an extra you're going to have a first rounder this year, not an extra.
It is the NFC South and it was not very good this past year.
It was won by a sub 500 team.
So you're saying that as if it will shock the world.
Here's the thing, I don't think we're even close to 500 next year.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're a 3-win team next year. I think the first rounder, and that's what's going to be interesting about 24.
Is this because of coach or because of players?
Dennis Allen, we did the records a couple of days ago. What would I say Dennis Allen's record is? He's like 14-35 as a head coach, right? And granted, he took over as a head coach of a terrible Raiders program, and he took over a Saints program this year. So the Saints should not have been 7-10 this year. They left about five games out there that should, could have, would have been won. So did the Falcons. So did the Panthers. So did the Buccaneers. But they're just bad. They've already committed to Dennis Allen for one more year. I honestly almost kind of wonder if that is because they want to see what next year's coaching crop looks like, right? There were four guys in this year's coaching crop that were interesting. DeMeco Ryans, Sean Payton, who obviously was not an option for New Orleans. DeMeco Ryans, Sean Payton's Frank Reich, and Jim Harbaugh, to me, were the interesting coaches. Reich, his time at Indy, a lot of us felt was unjustifiably cut short. We're going to talk about him at the top of the next hour. Put a lot of sound from his introductory press conference that we will play for you to open up the next hour. Frank Reich, I thought, was unjustly knocked out at Indy, and I think we have seen the meltdown of Jim Irsay since that, so it makes sense. Frank Reich was interesting. Jim Harbaugh was very interesting, and not only is Jim Harbaugh interesting, but all the way up through the beginning of this week, there were reports out there from unsighted sources that Harbaugh was actually, even though he had committed to return to Michigan, that Harbaugh was still secretly having conversations with the Denver Broncos, and that the Broncos were basically waiting on Harbaugh to end up taking that spot or not before they made the all-in play for Sean Payton.
So you're saying Payton is a second choice?
I'm not saying it, because I don't believe that, right? All I'm telling you is, like, for instance, Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk said on, what, I think Monday? He sent out a tweet that said something to the tune, and I'm paraphrasing it because I don't have it pulled up, but he said something to the tune of, I wouldn't go to bed thinking that Harbaugh to Denver can't still happen, or something like that. So he was effectively saying Harbaugh and the Bronx are still talking, even though Michigan's AD came out and said, oh, yeah, he's definitely coming back, he told me. Like, Harbaugh may have been still on the phone secretly with the Bronx behind the scenes. I think Denver basically saw that the DeMeco deal was getting done with Houston, that Frank Reich was done with Carolina, and they basically didn't want to wait around, right? Because if Arizona makes a power play for Sean Payton and Sean Payton goes, hey, yeah, you know what? I do want to get back into coaching. I'll go to Arizona. Then they could have been left standing there with no Sean Payton, no Jim Harbaugh, and the other two best coaches, DeMeco Ryans and Frank Reich, both off the board. So I think they eventually just said, we got to pull the trigger. We just got to get this done. I saw the reports. The Saints wanted two first-rounders. Let's be honest. I told you for the past 2 weeks, the Saints are not getting two first-rounders. I thought first and a middle-rounder. The second deal was a first and a middle-rounder. It was the 2024 first and an additional 2024 fourth. Instead, they opted to go for a 2023 first and to upgrade their third-rounder to a second-rounder. So that's about the asking price I thought Sean Payton was going to go for. Now he's off the board. DeMeco's off the board. And effectively, Indy and Arizona are now left standing out in the cold because I don't think either one of them is an option for Jim Harbaugh, right? I don't think he's leaving Michigan to work for Irsay or to take on Kyler Murray's contract and not have room to make many other moves to make that team better. So they're kind of screwed now. I am not surprised that the Payton news came out of left field yesterday. I think the DeMeco Ryans thing has probably been in negotiations for a couple of weeks now, or at least a couple of days at this point. And they got that deal done, which, by the way, I think is a great hire. It's a great hire. Houston's a blue-collar town. DeMeco was a blue-collar linebacker. Houston's trust between their organization and their fans is an absolute dumpster fire.
How long does he get, though? I mean, because
signed him to a 6-year contract.
It would take probably that long to turn that thing around. Because is there a team worse than Houston? I know you talk about Indy, but I think
Houston's worse than Indy.
Houston is worse than Indy.
Absolutely, I don't disagree with that at all. I think Chicago is better than Houston, despite having the number one overall pick. I think Houston's terrible. Here's the problem with the Houston Texans, and this is why this is a case study that I'm going to be following very closely. The problem with Houston is that they're not just bad. They're not just bad, but their organization has been bad. Easterby has been bad. Casario has been bad. The ownership has been. When Bob McNair moved on and put his family in charge, they're not football people, but they insist that they make the decisions, right? So I think part of what's going to be, I think what the most interesting part about the D'Amico Ryans to Houston talk is that D'Amico Ryans likely doesn't take that job unless he walks in the door and goes, I'm a football guy. I relate to the players because I'm not that much older than them, but I've also got a ton of experience, and I've got experience during the point in time where Houston wasn't a joke. During the point in time where this organization wasn't being crapped on by every media member in the United States. So if I'm going to do this job, you're going to get the hell out of my way. You're going to let me make the decisions. I'm going to be in charge of the relationship with the players. I'm going to be in charge of the relationship with the fans. And I'm going to build this thing, and you're going to stay the hell out of my way. Because Casario came in and went, we're going to do this the Belichick way. Well, I got news for you. Belichick has a losing record without Tom Brady. I'm not saying Brady gets all the credit. I am saying that when Brady left New England, Belichick has been a loser since then. And he brought in Easterby, the former Patriots chaplain, who decided that we're going to run a football team slash missionary. We're going to run a religious institution slash football team. And you see the results of that. So I think D'Amico Ryans probably only takes that job if D'Amico Ryans can go in and tell the McNair family and tell the dudes in charge, hey, look, here's the deal. I'm in charge of this football program. No questions. I'm running the show. Yes or no. And I think the Texans have lost so much trust, and revenue with Texans fans that they went, yeah, whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes. We tried to be different and unique and whatever, and it failed miserably. So they brought in the football dude to connect with the players, a football dude that has a history and a legacy in that town who can now look and go, H-Town, I'm one of you. Rocket City, I'm one of you guys. I played here. I cut my teeth here. I was good here. Trust me on this. I know how to get it done. Frank Reich in his press was asked about the power balance between him and Scott Fitterer. We're going to address this in a little while. And he said, look, it is a collaborative effort, right? Like me and Fitzy have to be on the same page. We both have to have control of this. Casario and Easterby, we're not like that. It's our show. It's our circus. Except for it turns out they were the clowns, not P.T. Barnum. I'm not saying D'Amico is the guy. I'm saying D'Amico has got a reputation, a legacy in that town. He knows the game of football from the inside out. He brings that blue-collar mentality that the folks in H-Town want, and he's going to take the decision-making out of the hands of Casario. As James just pointed out, Easterby is gone, finally, which I think was a decision that never should have been made in the first place, and certainly the decision to relieve him of his duties has been long coming. D'Amico's the right pick. The Peyton to Denver thing, 100% is up to the answer of the question, is Russ washed or can Russ still cook? Russ played 15 games under Nathaniel Hackett. He looked absolutely washed in those 15. Nathaniel Hackett got fired week 16 and 17. Russ looked like Russ again, right? When a coach came in and said, hey, why don't you just go do Russ things, Russ looked like Russ again.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but he did play better, but I don't remember who he played and if those teams were still in it.
One of them was you.
Oh, okay.
Week 16, he played the Chiefs, and he looked good.
What was the end result?
You guys won the game.
Yeah, I just you know, I couldn't recall.
You guys won the game, but it wasn't because Russ was bad. You guys won that game 27-24. Russ went 26 of 38 for 222 and a touch. It's not awful.
It's compared to how he did the entire season.
Yeah.
With us making fun of him the entire season.
They ended now the year, by the way.
He's going to have structure again, and he operates better within structure because he can't let himself get too big within it. Sean Payton's going to rein a lot of that in.
They ended the game with a 31-28 victories over the playoff-bound L.A. Chargers, a game in which Russ went 13 of 24 for 283 and three touchdowns through the air.
Still not a believer in the Russell Wilson hype, but I've never said he was a horrible quarterback. He was very much a system quarterback in Seattle, and we saw that with Geno Smith coming in and basically doing a lot of the same things. He's probably going to play pretty well under Peyton, but he's still in the AFC West.
What is Peyton known for? Designing an offense around his quarterback. What is Nathaniel Hackett known for? Russ is going to be better next year. Now, is Russ going to be a Pro Bowl guy? I don't know. But I know he's going to be better, and that's why that interesting is higher.
Is he going to be the third or fourth quarterback in the AFC West?
I honestly don't know.
Do you think he's going to be one
or
two?
Better, he's not better than Pat. Do I think he could put up similar numbers based on what we saw towards the end of this year with Herbert? Maybe.
And we don't know who the Raiders quarterback is going
Correct.
To be.
Correct. Unless it's Tom Brady.
Whatever.
Back after this to wrap up hour number two of the Rock. No, hour number one. I'm so excited. I'm just like skipping ahead in time, man. Marty McFly in this bad boy.
Yeah, let me savor this day. Don't try to take an hour away from me.
I'm just really excited to get to Friday night. That's all. We'll come back. We'll wrap up these NFL thoughts. We will open the 10 o'clock hour with sound from Frank Reich's press conference yesterday and plenty more. Don't go anywhere. The Rob Brown Show's on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Wrap it up, hour number one of the Rob Brown Show. Rob and Lonzo with you. DeMeco, I think a great hire for Houston. I'm going to say this, Lonzo. I don't know if he's going to be a great football coach. I know San Francisco's defense this year was arguably the best in the National Football League, and DeMeco was their coordinator. I know that DeMeco is a guy that, if you ask me, who knows football? When it comes to the defensive side of the ball, DeMeco Ryans is that pick. DeMeco seems to have an eye for the game. But as we have mentioned in the past, there are some guys that hit a wall. They're just meant to be a coordinator, nothing else. Peter Principle. Everyone goes one level above their level of aptitude. I don't know if DeMeco's going to be that guy or not. What I do know is, for the Texans, he's the right guy at the right time. Blue collar, knows the game, has a legacy in that city. The fans are going to be pumped. And at a point in time where most Houston Texans home games had more away fans than home fans. Not a great look. Sean Payton to Denver. Again, I think it's a great hire for Denver. Sean Payton's a guy that knows the offenses. He knows how to work with undersized quarterbacks. They have got plenty of weapons in Denver right now to compete. It's a hell of a division.
But DeMeco Ryans has the least amount of pressure because they're not expected to do anything. Sean Payton goes to Denver, they're expected to immediately be a contender like they were last year when they got a quarterback and immediately they're supposed to be a contender. We'll see.
Completely agree. DeMeco Ryan's step one is rehab the image of the team with the fans. That relationship is fractured. His job is to rehab that, then make it a good football team. Sean Payton's job is put us in contention for a very difficult division. The Chargers are good at getting better, although the coaching there is a question mark too. I don't know if you guys have heard this about the Kansas City Chiefs. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I.
And the Raiders feel like they're a quarterback away, which is why they're making the move on from Derek Carr. It's a tough division next year, and Sean Payton's going to be expected to have them competitive out the gate. But again, the question is Russ washed or can Russ cook? If he can still cook, that Denver team could be pretty good under Sean Payton next year. But he's also been out of the game a couple of years.
I think Payton stops the whole let's ride thing.
My favorite one was last night. I got a text from a buddy of mine who's a Broncos fan. And he said, Broncos country, we tried. That's my favorite. All right, when we come back, I have got some audio from Frank Reich's introductory press conference yesterday as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. We will run through a bunch of that, give some initial reaction and thoughts to it. It is also National Signing Day, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the signings will be happening after we go off of the air today. But there are a few we can talk about. We'll hit them when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you, The Rob Brown Show, The Fan Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.